Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 73. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 41 tonight, clear skies. Slight chance for showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 77, mainly sunny skies. Highs around 75 Thursday, under sunny skies. 74 Friday, chance of thunderstorms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas City police said a double shooting Saturday is being investigated as a murder-suicide. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police now believe a man and woman's deaths over the weekend were a murder-suicide. Happened at an apartment building at 40th and Troost. Officers found a man shot to death on the porch of the building and a woman dead inside one of the units. Detectives believe 21-year-old Ernest Wilson Trice murdered 21-year-old Lily Mack before taking his own life. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A fire Monday in Reno County left a woman critically injured. The fire broke out in the 12400 block of South Jordan Springs Road, several miles south of Plevna, around 4 a.m. on Monday, several hours after that area had been hit by a tornado. The woman was rushed to a Wichita hospital with critical burns. Firefighters from Reno County put out the blaze that consumed a camper and a garage. The cause of the fire is under investigation, and tornado damage in that area is also being assessed. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 20th. It is 8:05 and time for your KQNK news, being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Click it or ticket is just ahead, and everyone should just make it click. The instant you buckle up before driving or riding in the front seat of a car or truck, you cut your risk of a fatal injury in a crash nearly in half. That's a massive return on the investment of putting on a seatbelt. Being buckled up during a crash helps keep you safe and secure inside your vehicle, as being ejected from a vehicle is always almost deadly. Additionally, your vehicle's other safety features, particularly airbags, can't work as effectively if you're not buckled up. They are designed to work together. Starting now and continuing through June 1st, travelers can expect increased police presence within the city of Norton as the Norton Police Department joins 160 other law enforcement agencies in vigorously enforcing Kansas occupant restraint and other traffic laws as part of the 2025 Kansas Click It or Ticket campaign. The aim of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to drastically reduce the number of preventable deaths and injuries that occur when unbelted drivers and passengers are involved in traffic crashes. During Click It or Ticket, drivers will be met with extra enforcement of both the Kansas Safety Belt Use Act and the Kansas Child Passenger Safety Act. These statutes require that all vehicle occupants must be appropriately restrained. According to Chief of Police Mitch Lowry, first, he wants to thank the drivers that take their safety seriously and buckle up every trip. I also want people to know that in the interest of saving lives day or night, the Norton Police Department is committed to vigorously educating the public of adult seatbelt and child safety laws, as well as other traffic infractions, which make the need for occupant restraint so necessary. This activity is supported by a grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation. The American Red Cross encourages the public to schedule their May donation appointment before summer gets into full swing, because year-end school ceremonies, sporting events, and celebrations are expected to fill evenings and weekends, and patients are counting on donors to also make blood donation a priority. By giving blood to the Red Cross, donors can help ensure blood is ready for patients in the most critical situations, so you can give blood this May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now, as type O negative is the universal blood type and can be transfused to any person no matter their blood type, and this makes it essential in the most dire situations. To make a blood donation a priority in May and help patients in critical situations, you can schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Locally, blood donation opportunities will be held in Norton on May 21st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H building located at 126 East Park Street in Norton. May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to stay alert and share the road, because whether traveling by motorcycle or another vehicle, everyone wants to arrive safely to their destinations. The national campaign, Motorcyclist Safety is Everyone's Safety, encourages everyone on the road to follow safe driving and riding practices, as speeding and alcohol impairment are two of the leading factors in motorcycle-related crashes. Preliminary 2024 Kansas data shows that 54 people died and more than 852 sustained injuries in crashes involving motorcycles. KDOT Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said motorcyclists continue to be overrepresented in traffic fatalities, so it's essential that both riders and drivers pay attention to each other. He said no matter what kind of vehicle you're operating, the emphasis must be on putting people's lives and overall roadway safety first. Drivers and motorcyclists can help reduce the number of injuries and fatalities by observing all traffic laws, including and obeying the speed limit, driving and riding alcohol and drug-free, and avoiding distractions. Focus on the roadway and other vehicles. Riders should wear high-visibility protective gear, a DOT-compliant motorcycle helmet, and are required to have a M endorsement on their license. I'll be back with more of your news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Minutes from the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting held on May 12, 2025, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. on May 12, 2025. In the commission room in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, County Attorney Abigail Horn, and County Clerk Craig Renner. General discussion, weekly correspondence, and past minutes, proposed maintenance contract, proposed resolution 2025-09-2026, funding request from NWK AAA, and mid-month vouchers were distributed to the commissioners. Commissioner Matchett reported on the federal requirement that all websites be ADA compliant by January 1, 2026. The commissioners requested that the 2026 budgets be distributed to all department heads for review. At 9:40, Commissioner Beidler moved that the commission go into executive session for 10 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, County Clerk Renner, and County Attorney Horn present. They came out of executive session at 9:50 with no action taken. At 9:51, Commissioner Beidler moved that the commission go into executive session. Motion carried. Commission came out of executive session at 10:01 with no action taken. Terry Laughlin from Road and Bridge Supervisor joined the meeting at 10:16 a.m. and gave his weekly report. The new 2025 grader has been delivered. At 10:07 a.m., Commissioner Beidler moved that the commission go into executive session for 7 minutes to discuss non-elective personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, County Clerk Renner, and Terry Laughlin present. Motion was carried. Commission came out of executive session at 10:24. Commissioner Beidler moved that employee reviews be approved for the 50-cent pay increase effective June 1st, 2025. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Craig Knapp joined the meeting at 10:26. He expressed that he felt he was being picked on in the number of times that the appraiser's office was coming to his property. The commissioner listened to his concerns and responded that they would investigate and that Commissioner Matchett would contact him. Craig left the meeting at 10:30 a.m. County Attorney Horn rejoined the meeting at 10:34 a.m. At 10:46, Commissioner Beidler moved that the commission go into executive session for 10 minutes. The commission came out of executive session at 10:56 with no action taken. Terry Laughlin left the meeting at 11:01. Commissioner Thompson moved to approve the 2025-09 naming Mindy Harding as county appraiser from May 12th, 2025 to June 30th, 2025. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Chairman Matchett moved that the commission approved the 2026 request for funding from the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging in the amount of $5,000. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of the May 5th, 2025 Commissioner's Meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay for the mid-month vouchers. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. Tiffany Green and Kathleen Hager, Norton County Appraiser's Office employees, joined the meeting at 11 a.m. to express their concern with misinformation being posted on Facebook about how they were just doing their job. They explained to the commissioners that annually they are required by state statute to certify the value of each property in the county, and that in a six-year cycle, they are required to physically inspect each property. They do the physical reviews in sections, and it just happened that the property in question had been visited previously within the last year, and that that property fell in the section to be reviewed again this cycle. They stated they had not trespassed. They knocked on the door of the property owner, and the exchange had been civil. The commissioners appreciated the clarification. Tiffany and Kathleen left the meeting at 11:40 a.m. The Decatur County Commissioners and the Norton County Commissioners desire to share the expenses of the Joint Emergency Manager Vehicle. Decatur County's vehicle is properly equipped and meets the criteria to enter an emergency scene. The Norton County vehicle is not in compliance. It makes financial sense to share the one vehicle and split the expense of operation. The commissioners asked County Attorney Horn to prepare an interlocal agreement for the two counties. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting. The Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion with no further business. Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:48 a.m. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. For today, sunny with a high near 72, breezy with a northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41, breezy with a north wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. For Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., sunny with a high near 77, west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 41, northeast wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 75, northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 47. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. for Friday. Partly sunny with a high near 74. And Friday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 47. I'll be back with more of your weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for Saturday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 71. Chance of precipitation is 40%. For Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 69. Sunday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And for your Memorial Day, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 69. Currently, under fair skies, it is 46 degrees. Humidity is at 76%. There's a west wind at 15 miles to 18 miles per hour with gusts over 18 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 29.77. Dew point is at 39 degrees. And there is a wind chill of 40 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Big 12 Conference has selected Surprise Stadium, the spring training home of the Texas Rangers and Kansas City Royals, as a new host site for the Big 12 Baseball Championships beginning in 2026. Located in Surprise, Arizona, Surprise Stadium was recently ranked number one in USA Today's Best Spring Training Facilities rankings. The 10,714-seat venue offers lawn seating, air-conditioned suites, and other premium seating areas. Surprise Stadium hosted MLB Spring Training for two decades, as well as the Arizona Fall League and an annual college baseball tournament that will be operated by Rev Entertainment in partnership with the City of Surprise beginning in 2026. The Big 12 Baseball Championships has been hosted at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas since 2022 in conjunction with Rev Entertainment. The Big 12 will continue its partnership with Rev Entertainment for the planning and operation of the Baseball Championships at Surprise Stadium. The 2026 Big 12 Baseball Championship will make its debut at Surprise Stadium with the 12-team field May 20th to 23rd in 2026. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.